Welcome back in here on WQAM. Hollywood, Omar Kelly, Dan Day. Brittany's with us this morning as well. And it's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale. One location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by the voice of the Panthers here on WQIM. He's got a big game coming up tonight, an 8 o'clock start, as the Cats trying to get back to the Stanley Cup Final. We say good morning to Doug Plagans. Doug, how's everything in Carolina?
Doing great here. A little rainy, a little gray here, but different weather than we had last week. It felt like summer here in Raleigh last week, but it doesn't matter. The games are played inside. The Panthers are playing well, and as you said, hoping to close this thing out tonight and get to the Cup Final for a third straight year.
Doug, someone asked an interesting question that they wanted relayed to you here, and I'm just curious your thoughts on this. The home ice advantage gets tossed around a lot here. The Panthers seem to be just as good on the road as they are at home. Is there much of a, you've seen all the venues. Is there much of a home ice advantage, or is that kind of overstated in hockey? Maybe it's more important in football or basketball. Is it kind of overstated in hockey, in your opinion?
I think it still always means something, and I can preface it with this. I mean, last year, and Paul Maurice has mentioned this before, if there's maybe one place where it could come in handy, you know, in the event you go to a Cup Final and you get to start at home, or in the event you're in a Cup Final and you're home for Game 7, and that certainly came in handy for the Panthers back in June of 2024. But overall, I don't think maybe it means as much as it did once upon a time. And every team loves playing at home. You got to preface it with that. Everybody would prefer to play a home game. But as far as a competitive advantage, I think there are places where maybe the home crowd allows the team to get to its game more quickly because you still can feed off the crowd. But especially the teams that make these deep playoff runs, the teams that are still going at this time of the year, they're here because they're good at home, they're good on the road, they're good wherever you want to play the games. I always say you want to look over the course of the year and you want to see the teams that are equipped to make a playoff run. If you have a winning record on the road and your 5-on-5 goal differentials on the plus side of things, usually those two things will lend toward being able to make a deep run, being good in the playoffs. The Panthers have fit both of those criteria the last few years. But I think the long and short of it, yes, in the sense that everybody would love to play home games and everybody can feed off their home crowd. There's no question about that. But I think that maybe it used to mean more in terms of a competitive advantage than it does today.
Doug, as a broadcaster, you've had a chance the last 3 years to go to some pretty cool places and call games. I know the Garden, Toronto, Edmonton. Is there one that stands out as maybe the most exciting road atmosphere that you've been to as a broadcaster?
You know, when you get to, especially when you get to this time of the year, every atmosphere is great. We were just in Toronto, and the electricity around the city, just walking around in the afternoon, you know, the puck's not going to drop for 7 hours, and the electricity around the city is off the charts. Here in Raleigh, maybe it doesn't get talked about enough, but the Canes fans, credit where it's due, they are a loud bunch. Now, the Panthers have silenced them more quickly than they're probably being used to being silenced in a couple of these games here in Raleigh during the series, but it can get pretty electric there. Obviously, in Madison Square Garden last year, the games in Boston, anywhere you go in the playoffs, the atmosphere is just going to be off the charts, and it's a special thing. The Stanley Cup playoffs, it captures the attention of everybody, and you just sense the intensity of it, and the weather gets nice, people are out and about, playoff hockey weather, it's kind of a thing across the country when you start to see the temperatures shift to more springtime temperatures across North America, so you really can't go wrong. And even, you know, like I said, we've been very fortunate here, and I hope all the fans are taking it in as well, because what this Panthers team has been able to provide these last few years, these deep runs in a league that almost is designed for competitive balance and, you know, parity and things like that. You've got the Panthers on the verge of going to a Cup Final for a third straight year, coming off winning one last year. We've been really, really privileged here to see this this group, this Panthers team, evolve over these last few seasons. And like I said, I hope everybody out there is just taking this in because it's a special time. It's the golden era of Panthers hockey. I know I'm taking it in every single day, and I still get goosebumps a few minutes before puck drop because whether we're at home, whether we're on the road, it doesn't matter. Even after all these playoff games, every single night, it's just special, and this is a team that's capable of pulling off another cup win here in a few weeks, potentially, if all goes right.
I agree with you completely. As someone who's been a lifelong Panther fan, it's kind of amazing when you think about where this team was to where they are now. And Doug, the culture change of that organization and locking down a core of players that you should have here for the foreseeable future, I just think the job that, you know, from Paul Maurice and up, they have just done an amazing job of building this thing and turning this into a franchise. Again, this is sustainable, what they're doing. They have this core of players locked up, and the culture change of this organization, it's something that nobody takes for granted, but man, it is absolutely incredible what this, you know, franchise has become.
It's really special, and it all starts at the top with Vinny Viola and the Viola family and the ownership and what Bill Zito's been able to do. And, you know, that's been every offseason. I mean, Bill Zito's just hit it out of the park with finding, whether it be, you know, big-time players like Sam Reinhart a few years back, or when he brought in Sam Bennett, or I know he's not here anymore, but when he pulled off the trade to get Brandon Montour a few years back, all these different moves that are made. Gus Forsling, when it's all said and done, Danny, I think that could wind up being the best waiver claim in the history of the National Hockey League by the time it's all said and done. So huge credit goes to Bill Zito and the hockey operations staff for finding the players to be able to complement this roster year over year, because as I mentioned, in a salary cap league and in a league where you have, you know, turnover year to year and things like that, this Panthers team has managed to just keep rolling along, and Bill Zito's done such a great job of identifying those key pieces and locking them up long term, and again this is a special team, a special time to be a Panthers fan out there. And I know just being along for the ride here and being able to broadcast these games, it's been the absolute thrill of a lifetime. But you mentioned Paul Maurice and the work that he's done behind the bench, the way that everything's just come together, and you nailed it with the word culture. It is what it is. It's a great culture that's been instilled here, and that filters through, obviously, the players. And huge credit goes to the Panthers leadership group. You can't understate that either. The man with the C on his jersey, Alexander Barkov, it all starts with him, and guys like Matthew Tkachuk and Sergei Bobrovsky. I know you don't often hear that with goalies, you know, being leaders on a team, but he's so dedicated to his craft, and his preparation is so noticed every single day that filters through the rest of the group too. A lot of times goalies are kind of on their own thing because that position is so different from everything else, but he's, you know, his work ethic filters through everybody as well. It's a special group and the big thing about it, I know we're right in the midst of this playoff run here. We're focused on the day to day, and we should be. But big picture, this team has the potential to be good for a long time to come. This isn't a team that's in some, you know, window that's closing or trying to, you know, go for a last gasp at a Stanley Cup or something like that. This is a team that's going to be in the mix for a number of years to come.
Doug, I know this is, you know, business has not been finished. You still got to close out the series or hope to close out the series tonight. But is anything but a championship a disappointment for this season for the Panthers?
Well, I think the standard is certainly, you know, that high. I think the standard has been set, especially when you do win a Stanley Cup. Naturally, you want to stay at the top of the mountain. That being said, you know, there are 31 other teams trying to get to that point. What the Panthers have been able to do is incredibly successful already at this point. But these guys are champions. You know, once you do win one, you always hear that once you win one, you just want to get that next one. So the standard has been kind of set here that this group expects to be there at the very end, and the ultimate goal is to be that last team standing. So like I said, it's not easy to do. A lot of things have to go your way. But this group is perfectly capable of being that team again at the end. That's the last one standing. We'll just wait and see how things play out. Looks like we could have a collision course once again, and a cup final rematch, which is something that we don't get all that often.
I know a lot of people are excited for that possibility, that rematch. I know some of our writers had a lot of trouble making it to Edmonton, Dave Hyde included. You know, Dave Hyde couldn't even make it to Carolina last night, so he's having a lot of trouble out there. But Doug Plagan's here with us on QAM. Doug, more importantly, Sam Reinhart, Nico Mikkola, AJ Greer all took part in a skate yesterday, which is an encouraging sign. I know we don't know yet. You know, Coach Maurice said day to day. My question to you is, if those guys, and this has been a very physical postseason, as it usually is, but it seems to be taking its toll now. If those guys cannot go tonight, who needs to step up in this Panther lineup?
Well, you, first of all, we'll find out after the morning skate today, I guess, the status of all three of those, if any of them make it back in for tonight's Game 5 or what the situation might be. So that information could start to filter out maybe a few hours from now. You figure Paul Maurice media availability probably takes place sometime around 11:30 or noon, something like that today. So keep an eye out for that. But as far as players stepping up, I mean, that's kind of the beauty of it here is mentioning Bill Zito again, the guys that he's brought in to fill out this roster and to complement this roster on a given night throughout these playoffs, you know, prior to these three players being injured, the Panthers essentially had a fifth forward line that wasn't dressed for each game, that was one that could probably play for every team in the National Hockey League. So depth has kind of been a major luxury for this team here in this playoff run. And we saw the first game Sam Reinhart didn't play. Back in Game 3, Jesper Boqvist stepped in, had a three-point night, was plus four, scored the goal early in the third period back on Saturday. It was kind of the turning point in that game that helped the Panthers move on to a route of a victory at home and get that 3-0 lead in the series at the time. As far as who steps up, I think that's kind of been, for this team all season long, something that has been a luxury, and especially look through these playoffs. 18 different Panthers have scored a goal. So I think guys have been stepping up every single night. And I know it's impossible to replace a guy like Sam Reinhart, for example. And you can't replace a 6'6 defenseman like Nico Mikkola, who's raised his game to heights that he's always been a great defenseman for the Panthers, but he's taking his game just to new heights here in this playoff run and really gotten on the map across the hockey world. The Panthers are loaded with players that can step in. Uvis Balinskas came in last game for Nico Mikkola. He played 76 games for this team during the regular season. This wasn't some guy that was, you know, called up from the minors or somebody who'd been, a healthy scratch for the last 3 months or something like that. This was a guy that in a lot of situations would be playing. So they're filling their roster out with guys that are perfectly capable and deserving of being in the lineup. But, you look back, the Bennett Tkachuk Verhaeghe line has just been absolutely dominant. Their Game 3 and their Game 2 especially, about as dominant as a forward line performance that we've seen. So, you expect them to be right in the middle of everything for this Panthers team. They have been the whole series. And going back to the Toronto series, the Lundell, the Ostarinen, and Brad Marchand line has just been dynamite, those three together. That's been the big thing, too, with, you look at when Reinhart went out of the lineup, they were able to plug that spot with Jesper Boqvist and didn't have to alter the other forward lines. So I don't think any one individual has to step up. I really do think this team is just loaded with enough depth that they can just keep rolling along. But who knows? Hopefully we get some good news today, and we'll see what happens here in a couple hours.
Absolutely. We'll be hoping to get a few of those guys cleared, hopefully. Doug, before I let you run here, I got to talk about our other interests. Those are cards. I know you're a big card guy. I am as well. What's hot now? What are you opening these days? What are you collecting these days? Anything good?
I tend to still, and this is the I love talking about this, and we could fill a whole another hour on
yes,
this.
Yes, we could.
I tend to gravitate back toward the classics, and I've kind of slowed my buying lately because I'm just trying to. I got to move some stuff, Danny. We're getting to the point where I got to thin out the herd a little bit here. So I'm kind of looking at maybe what that next big purchase might be down the road. We'll just have to wait and see. But yeah, for all the folks out there, I am a big card guy, and I do love a lot of the new stuff. The new Bowman baseball came out, so that's always exciting for me. That's been out for a couple of weeks now, but I always find myself going back to the classics and you know, collecting the stuff that 11-year-old me wanted but wasn't able to obtain. So that's kind of the stuff I find myself going back to a lot.
Is there a hockey product out there that you would, if fans want to start collecting hockey, is there something that you like, you know, like a good rip that fans can get into here?
So there's some cool, the new Upper Deck Extended Series is just on the verge of coming out. The Upper Deck Series 2 stuff you can find in a lot of retailers. I think that's where, if you like hockey, that's probably the best place to start because the player selection's great. You got a lot of cards, a lot of players, a lot of cool looking insert cards and stuff like that. But the Young Guns rookie cards are some of the best rookie cards that for every guy every year. So those are some of the bigger chases in the hockey collecting hobby. So, you know, if you're looking to get into hockey, I think you just start with regular flagship Upper Deck hockey. I think you can't go wrong there. And it's, like I said, readily accessible. And whether you go to a card shop or whether you go to the Targets or the Walmarts and the like.
And for Panther fans, I have found, Doug, hockey cards to be very attainable. Like, you can get some pretty cool, you know, on-card autos and, you know, patch autos and stuff of your favorite Panther players, and it's not going to break the bank. You know, I think there's just some really cool stuff out there. I got some great Tkachuk stuff and Barkov stuff. They have some great product out there.
So my take on that, long and short, is that hockey and baseball products, I believe, are very collector-driven. I think basketball and football, there's a lot more hype that drives the – not saying there aren't people that collect that too, but I think there's a lot of hype that drives those products and a lot more speculation, whereas I think hockey and baseball, for some reason, are much more collector-driven. People collect their favorite players, their favorite teams, and, you know, they just like to have those and get them every year. And then when the next year comes out, go and find those. And I'm with you on that. There's some beautiful stuff. SP Authentic is Upper Deck makes SP Authentic every year. I think SP Authentic hockey is one of the most beautiful sets out there. And if I had to pick one set that I think I wish they had in every sport, it would probably be SP Authentic. The cards are so clean. And you mentioned those on-card autographs. They're just awesome.
Doug, we might have an idea here for the summer. Maybe we'll get together and do a little card radio here on QAM during the off season. But you got a bunch more games to call here, and have a great call tonight, man. Enjoy it out there.
Thank you so much. I'm up for talking cards anytime, so let's do it.
All right, Doug. Thank you. The voice of the Panthers on WQAM, Doug Plagans, here with us. He will have the call tonight. The puck drops at 8 o'clock from Raleigh. Cats and Hurricanes. We will take a pause. Plenty more to come here on QAM.
Still pretty busy on those roadways this morning out of Broward County. This traffic report is brought to you by the casino at Dania Beach. I-95 southbound, right as you approach that ramp to Pembroke Road. Slow moving in the area. Miami-Dade also tapping your brakes along Gretney Parkway eastbound from the Palmetto to Northwest 57th Avenue. And slow moving also traveling along the Palmetto southbound. You're slow from I-75 to Northwest 25th Street. That's traffic. I'm Elia Escobar on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9, HD2. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back in here on WQAM. Hollywood Omar Kelly, Dan Day, Brittany here with us.
Hi, Brittany.
Panthers getting set for game 5 tonight. Thank you to Doug Plagans for stopping by. He's right, by the way. We could fill at least an hour talking about cards. I don't know how many card nerds there are out there with us, but I don't know, man. It's taken off. The sports memorabilia world and business and all that.
Off.
It has
Nobody
taken
cares.
Off. Hey, man, these things are assets remember, like anything else. People buy.
They say that about sneakers,
them.
And then they start dry rotting.
But that's
on you.
Not no sneaker. Yeah, sneakers dry rot. That's the problem. And sneakers, by the way, are part of this. A lot of shoes that have sold for obscene numbers,
yeah,
but
they'd
have to have some sort of significance, like, you know, the game worn or signed or something like that. I know you're a sneaker collector.
Not anymore. No, I'm a sneaker wearer, and if I'm not going to wear it on a regular basis, I don't buy it anymore.
Okay.
And I'm not.
So you've curbed
your went
problem.
Out, I went out. Yeah, yeah. I went out to a Lauryn Hill concert. Wore. Some red fives Jordans,
mm-hmm.
Probably a pair of sneakers I wear maybe twice a year. Cause you know, who wears red, you know,
okay. Someone step on your foot.
No, my shoe dry rotted on me before I even stepped into the concert venue.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And it broke.
Yeah. I'm walking. My shoes are flipping the whole time.
Oh, the whole bottom was.
Yeah.
Coming. Oh,
I can't. The whole bottom was done on one shoe. And then by the time the night was over, the other one went out. Absolutely crumbled.
That's brutal.
Do not put your money in sneakers. Do not.
I don't think there's a lot of financial advisors that would disagree with you on that one.
So yeah.
They're like, yeah, that's probably not the best investment.
Especially if you're not going to wear them. And everybody was like, oh, God, you got to wear them. You got to wear them a couple times a year. Got to wear them. No, just.
I don't like to give investment advice because I'm not great at it. But I will tell you that sports cards and sports memorabilia have been on a steady increase here for a while now. And people are paying big money. There's websites that are just dedicated to that. There's a website I'm on right now, collect.com, CLLCT.com. Darren Revelle started this website, and this is Revelle's thing. It's all about sports memorabilia.
That might be why I haven't heard from him that much.
Yeah,
lately.
He's on this one here. You got like Front Office Sports that handles the business of sports, like that website. So there's just a lot of this stuff that's very interesting, at least to me, and to Doug as well. So
I'm in the business of creating podcasts now.
That's my business.
I hear.
And speaking of that,
yes,
I'm going to set this thing up for tomorrow. We're going to have a little Omar either beef or settling beef or making a friend or just getting straight up rock tomorrow. I don't know. This guy said he's going to set the record straight. We'll see what that means tomorrow. We'll set that up with Reason.
I'm just going to be silent.
He's a content creator for the Dolphins.
I'll be going to training camp and reporting on things that I see and hear and talk, and then content creators will create content based off what I do. So, you know, enjoy.
So you're taking preemptive shots at him before we even get this. I think he wants to hash it out. I think he wants to be friends, and I think we should all try to get along, but we'll see how this goes tomorrow. All I can do is set this thing up and put you guys inside the cauldron together here and see what happens.
You mean put it in an octagon?
That's what you do.
We'll see how
this thing goes. This is going to go. It'll go well regardless.
You doing a Dana White? Yeah.
For me, this is a win-win for me. You guys end up friends and business partners and all that good stuff.
Nah, I'm good.
Or you guys end up just going at each other on the air. So either way, I benefit from it. So I'm good with either outcome.
For the record, this is not my beef. He took an issue with all of the media, named everybody by name, and I am the only one. The others, they don't want to get into the mud. You know I'll get into the mud.
Well, I'm excited to get into the mud, and we'll
keep
we'll
my
do
name
this
out your mouth.
We will do this tomorrow and see how it goes. And I'm just going to tee you guys up. And
no, you're not. I'll
bring you guys in. I'm going to say, let's have a clean fight. And say, let's go. That's it. Texter said, Omar should have spent some of that sneaker money on the $800 worth of parking tickets. Talk about that yesterday.
I did. I put my money down on those parking tickets.
Yeah, another guy said, I hope you're one of those savvy investors that got out of the Beanie Baby crash before the market crash. Did the Beanie Baby market crash? I don't know.
Yeah.
I never collected beanbag animals.
Nah, not my
I would not compare those to sports memorabilia. I think there is a very strong... And by the way, if you don't think so, go to one of these conventions that they have, one of these sports card conventions. I went to one that was like there was a lot of Pokemon. I can't even explain to you the amount of money people are spending on these things and the obsession. And it really is absolutely crazy. I don't fully understand Pokemon, but I'm learning because my son likes it. I'm learning. But I do understand the sports stuff and the business is been pretty good over there. All right. We're going to do this. We're going to talk some Dolphins. Alan Poupart is going to stop by here with us as the Dolphins are going to have OTAs here today. And Omar will be out there. He will be asking questions to players, to Mike McDaniel. And we will get his reaction tomorrow on the show. But Alan Poupart will join us next as we continue on here on QAM.